From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are backing off this morning, except in oats. We did see quite a big upside move in the beans so far this week, and we're posting double-digit losses in the nearby months right now. We still have support on November beans at yesterday's low at 10.28, and that is intact. Keep in mind that the beans went up and filled the gap that we left after the 4th of July weekend, and that met a lot of upside objectives. So this is just looks to me like a little profit-taking after a couple-day rally. CONAB did come out this morning with a big 5 million metric ton increase in their corn crop to 137 million metric tons. And on the bean side, they increased the bean crop just slightly to 169.65. So both of those are kind of negative factors on this market this morning. Big South American corn crop, big U.S. corn crop coming. That's what the trade's looking at. The Rosario Grain Exchange also said that the plantings of corn for next year's harvest in Argentina might be up as much as 20%. PPI data that came out this morning showed hotter than expected inflation at 3.3% year over year for July. Right now, we've got the September corn futures at 370 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. December at 393 and three quarters, down 3 1/2. November soybeans, 1035 and three quarters, down 8 1/2. January's 1054 and three quarters, down 8. The meal market's fractionally higher. The bean oil market's down about 80 points. Chicago wheat on the September, 503 and three quarters, down 3 1/2. December, 524 and a half, down 3 1/2. These markets look like they could be a little jumpy today. The livestock futures this morning are lower across the board. The August soybean contracts go off the board today. The August live hog contract goes off the board tomorrow. We are seeing a pretty active box beef business with retailers stocking up even at much sharply higher prices for the Labor Day futures. Right now, we've got the October live cattle futures at 228.60. That's down 80 cents. And the December's at 230.47, down 92. October feeder cattle, 344.22, down 140. And October hogs at 89.40. Down 137. The metals markets are lower this morning. Crude oil has just staged a little bit of a rally, up about 84 points in the nearby September. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.